Cam, new 4-year deal at Sale. Kind of off the back of your breakthrough, you must be delighted to kind of commit long term.
Yeah, it's great. I think the club's going in the right direction at the moment. Quite a few people have signed quite long term deals, investing their time and efforts into the club. So I'm glad I've done the same.
And obviously, the press release it spoke about you being a Sale fan and watching Sale growing up. Is this kind of almost the perfect deal for you after the season you've had? Your breakthrough year, and now it's you know for the next 3-4 years you're definitely going to be here.
Yeah, well, I've decided I want to stay at Sale, and I think it's the right choice for me. I've supported the club for the last 10-20 years, so to be able to sign for Sale for the next 4 is a good achievement for me, for my family, and I'm glad I'm staying in Manchester.
Because it is, you know, this is your local area, isn't it? I guess, there was a lot of kind of younger players often moving to other clubs once they got to 22, 23 and kind of made their breakthrough. But with the new investment and the way the owners are talking and Dimes is talking, is this must be the only place you want to be?
Oh yeah, there's a great positivity around the place at the moment. The club looks in good shape, the squad looks in good shape, especially for this season, and I'm glad to just be a part of that, and hopefully we'll be successful for the next 4 years.
How's pre-season going for you? Because you had a breakthrough year at Blindside Flank, as I keep mentioning. Is it a bit different this time? Because I guess you were hoping to get a few first team appearances this time last year, whereas now you'll want to have that a shirt for the Newcastle game.
Absolutely. Well, I'm doing everything I can this pre-season and at the end of last season to make sure I'm that first name on the team sheet. It's really important to me to be able to play for the club, start for the club and try and do the best I can for the players around me.
And obviously a lot of the fans will have seen you at 6 last year and a little bit at number 2. I know when I spoke to you last year, kind of when you started playing, that you still saw your future as a long-term hooker. You kind of, how's it lying at the moment, your position?
I see it as play 6 this year, maybe mixing if 2, depending on how the season goes and the squad that goes. But I intend to end up at hooker in my latter years, and I feel my international future is at hooker as well.
I know Rob's obviously come in for Tommy Taylor, but with kind of, you know, that was the number 2 shirt Tommy's last year. Do you feel there's a sort of opportunity to get a few games at hooker this season then?
Rob's a very good player, and so is Briggsy as well. So I think they're doing very well at the moment, and as you've seen in the first pre-season game, I'm sure you will in the next few games, and that'll be the 2 hookers to go for, and I think I'll play 6. But if the opportunity comes to play and the team need me to play at hooker, then I can play at hooker, but I can also play at 6.
What you kind of, obviously hooking skills is quite specialist in terms of the actual hooking out and line out throwing. And are you still doing that kind of in training and going with the hookers?
Absolutely. I'm working every day with my coach, throwing coach, Kiri. Working all the time on throwing, must be doing 100 throws a day, so the work never stops.
In terms of pre-season, how's it been this year? Because it's a bit different, obviously, with the Rugby World Cup last year, kind of the way the season was started. Has it kind of been lots of different breaks, lots of kind of getting away? I saw they're doing the hill runs in Wigan. What's pre-season been like?
Yeah, well, last pre-season, obviously, with the World Cup, pre-season was much longer. Ended up being 16 weeks in total. I don't think this is as long as pre-season, which is quite good news for quite a lot of the boys, because as you just saw, a lot of people saw in the video, them hill runs in Wigan were hideous. I couldn't think of anything worse than going back there. But we're getting into the season now, and I'm glad pre-season's over, but you need it under your belt.
In terms of international recognition for you, there's quite a few Sale lads here that go in the Saxons, like Haley and James. Is that kind of your next step as well internationally? Because I know you played for England 20s. Are you looking kind of maybe to break through into that England second tier?
Absolutely. Well, I was chuffed for the boys who got in last year, got on the South Africa tour for the Saxons. And I'm just dying to break through at the moment. Any opportunity I get, I'll take it. Play it back row, play it hooker, I don't mind, but I'm just looking forward to take that next step.
In terms of the season here, I've spoken to a lot of players in pre-season. They don't talk about, you know, just finishing top 6, it's top 4. Can you see it as a realistic aim, given the kind of form back end of last season?
Absolutely. I think our squad's got bigger. I think we brought in some world-class signings, and I think all the academy boys that have broken through over the last couple of years have got another pre-season to develop. So I really think this is our year. I really think we should aim for top 4, and hopefully we'll be in the mix at the end of the season.
Has pre-season as well been a bit different because of the amount of signings coming through? Because usually Dimes, usually 3-4, maybe 5 signings. This year, I think it's 11 with Josh Charney still to come. Has that been a bit different? Obviously, new fly half, there's lots of kind of key positions we've got new men in.
Yeah, maybe you need to spend a bit more time in the team meetings, talking through plays, making sure we're getting our attacking and defensive shape right. But rugby's a simple game at the end of the day. As soon as you go out on the pitch, then I think everyone knows how to play the game, and I think everyone just ends up falling into the shape.
In terms of last year as well, home record was really key. I know you're starting the season away, but do you think that's, you know, you need to have that sort of record again, whereas you can only lose once or twice at home, given the kind of record you had last season?
Absolutely. I think we, as a club, pride ourselves on being the trickiest fixture in the league, and I think it's really difficult for other teams, especially on a Friday night now. I think they're going to find it really hard travelling up to Manchester, trying to take on a ferocious, aggressive Sale side. I wouldn't want to do it myself. So, hopefully we'll keep our I think it was only lost one game at home last year in the league. So, hopefully we'll go one better this year.
And I guess as well with the new signings, with the new investment, you want a few more faces down at the AJ Bell. And there seems to be a bit of a buzz now around the fans. I was at the supporters' day, I was at the corporate day, and lots of fans seem really excited for this sort of new era.
It's not just the fans. I think the players feel the buzz as well. We feel like there's a lot of interest in Manchester at the moment in the club Sale Sharks, and well, that's one of the reasons I signed on a lot of other players, and hopefully the fans will also invest their time on a Friday evening or a Saturday lunchtime to come down and watch the club. And I think all the players and everyone who works here would really appreciate their support.